Sometimes we're sitting in class and we zone out. And sometimes life just gets in the way and we're absent. So I've recorded this so that you wouldn't miss the highlights of geometry class this week. Take a listen, enjoy, hopefully you make some connections. We've been hitting vocabulary super hard in geometry as we've been proving concepts about lines and angles and just proving theorems. So I wanted to hit a few highlights. So we have our properties of equality, which apply to addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division. And when we're applying those properties of equality, that means we're doing an operation on both sides of the equal sign. We have to move a number across the equal sign or a variable across the equal sign. So it's that balancing equations that you learned in algebra. In addition to our properties of equality, we had simplify or combine like terms. And that happens when we aren't moving anything across an equal sign. Instead, we're just consolidating what's on one side and collecting those like terms so that we can move forward in our problem. We had two more heavy algebra concepts that we use in proofs, and that was distributive property, where we multiply across equal signs, and substitution. And remember, with substitution, we talked about like in a ball game where a coach needs to replace a player in the game. So they pull one player out and they put another player in for that athlete. And while that player does not look like that athlete, it's doing the same job as the previous athlete was. Okay, we had a lot of geometry theorems and postulates that we also talked about. So one of our geometry heavy things was reflexive property, and it says that anything is equal to itself. Now that sounds pretty algebraic, but we use it geometrically a lot more. So what that means is 2 equals 2, x equals x. Reflexive sounds like reflection, which is when you look in the mirror and you see yourself. So the same thing is on both sides of the equal sign. And then we had symmetric, and you guys talked about how, you know, that's like when it's equal on both sides because you fold it in half. So if we have symmetry, we can flip it on that axis of symmetry. So I had, you know, if x equals y plus 7, then y plus 7 equals x. I'm just flipping around what's on either side of my equal sign. I'm not changing the problem. Now we had transitive property, and we talked about that in terms of if you give a mouse a cookie, then he'll want a glass of milk. And if you give him a glass of milk, then he'll want a napkin. And so with that, we could then conclude that if we gave him a cookie, he's going to want a napkin. We also used football, the transitive property of football. And so this season, Miami beat FSU, but FSU beat Alabama, and Alabama beat UGA. So by the transitive property of football, Miami beats UGA. Now, whether that's true or not remains to be seen, but that's how we think about the transitive property of football, or in geometry. One thing leads to another, so we can make a conclusion about equality based on the relationship between different pieces of shapes or lines or angles. One of my favorite things to talk about in geometry is the definition of congruence, and that means if the measures of two angles or two segments are equal, then I can say that those measures are congruent, and vice versa. So that can run that forwards or backwards. And then we have the definition of complementary, which remember means the angles sum to be 90 degrees. So when I add them, they'll equal 90. And we have the definition of supplementary, which means angles sum to 180 degrees. Now, in order for them to be complementary or supplementary, they don't necessarily have to touch, but in order for them to be what we call a linear pair, that means adjacent angles. Angles that share a side sum to 180. So we need to be careful not to confuse those things. Also, the definition of a right angle means that an angle equals 90 degrees. Whereas the definition of perpendicular, if two lines are perpendicular, then they intersect to form right angles. We need to be careful and watch and make sure we don't mix those two concepts up. Another of my favorites are segment addition and angle addition. And that just simply means if it's segment addition, we're adding segments together. And if it's angle addition, we're adding angles together. The last three vocabulary terms that we used in proofs were segment bisector, which just means a segment is cut in half by a line or a segment. an angle bisector, which means an angle is cut in half by a line or a ray. Now, in order to use those in your proof, remember we talked about you have to see the word bisect in the given. If it doesn't say that, you're not going to use it. Same thing with definition of midpoint. So it's a point in the middle of a segment that cuts the segment in half. But if it doesn't say point B is the midpoint of segment AC, you're not going to use midpoint. So it must say midpoint in the given in order for it to be used. Thanks for joining me for another episode of Geometry Highlights. I hope you caught some of the big ideas and you didn't miss the point. See you next week.